The 19 bills range from allowing small businesses to charge a fee for customers using a credit card to raising the age to purchase cigarettes from 19 to 21. Craig Powell says most of the ideas for his proposed bills come from his constituents. If he thinks it's an important issue, he'll usually move forward with it, even if he may disagree with it.
I have introduced bills over the years that I didn't think had a very good chance of passage. If I don't think it's good public policy, I will not introduce it. If I think it's debatable public policy, you know, that people need to hear and it's an important issue, then a lot of times for constituents, I will introduce those bills.
While changing the age of when someone can buy a pack of smokes could mean a loss of revenue from the cigarette taxes that the state collects, he says it's the right thing to do.
Obviously, the ultimate goal there is, of course, to reduce the incidence of serious health-related effects from tobacco. And so I think it would be a trade-off that we'd be willing to see for decreased tax revenue based on decreased tobacco usage.
Powell's also filing a bill that would restrict the release of individual student records by schools. He says many parents have approached him about this, saying they're concerned how much of their student data is being shared. He's asking that legislative research make any data sharing as private and anonymous as possible.
It's a new world, and this is just having us make sure that we look at that and make sure that we're having as high of a privacy level as we can. I want to be clear, I am in favor of sharing between districts and sharing between states and sharing with other research institutions. I don't think it's a huge concern, but for those parents who, you know, want to make sure that they're reassured, this is just a way for us to look at it and make sure that we keep it as private as we can and still get the necessary research done.
Powell also wants a couple of bills that were approved in the last couple of years repealed. The bills went into effect as a compromise to the loosening of Utah's liquor laws, but he says after hosting a forum a few months ago about the state's liquor laws, he thinks these two bills need to go away.
I do believe that the restrictions that we have on the separate dispensing areas, having some sort of a partition or wall, is not in the best interest of our businesses or our citizens, and it does not have measurable beneficial effects. So I'm looking to remove that requirement, and separately in the bill, the intent to dine requirement, which is basically a question or an interrogation, of customers, of patrons, about whether they'll be eating food at the restaurant. Once again, I don't think that that is necessary because we already have a requirement for those restaurants that they serve 7% food, and I think that that public safety issue can enforce itself without being intrusive on the patrons.
As a compromise to the Count My Vote effort that would do away with Utah's caucus system for choosing candidates for elections, he thinks he's come up with a bill that meets the objectives of both a caucus and primary system.
There are arguments, I think, good arguments on both sides. Utah's unique caucus convention system does get people involved. It gets them to a high level of education, and they're actually able to influence the process in a way that is probably a good model. The disadvantages, of course, of it are that we don't have citizens feeling like a lot of times they're making the ultimate decision. So Leslie, my bill is a compromise where I think I get the best of both approaches. The parties would still be allowed to use the caucus and convention system to choose two nominees. So they have to choose two nominees, and then the primary election would be held every year, each time, to have the voters choose between the final two nominees.
Craig Powell represents a portion of Summit County and all of Wasatch County. He can be reached by email during the legislative session at craigpowell@le.utah.gov. That's Craig with a K. He asks that you put the city where you live in the subject line. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.